Well, the overall attention that you got after taking one for a touchdown the other night?
It's a great feeling, you know, especially against the Jets, and, you know, put the icing on the cake. It was fun. It was a good time.
How important is it to build the momentum of a win over a division rival, and now you have the advantage in the division not to let up?
You know, it's very important that we just, you know, continue to improve, and, you know, it was a great win, but we just got to move on and, you know, got a game to play. So every week, you just got to keep getting better and keep improving as a defense. You know, we still have things to work on and get better at. So, you know, a lot more games to play. We just got to keep improving and keep playing hard.
How hard is it to get a read on a quarterback if you don't have a big body of work to rely on?
Yeah, you know, with Palko coming and stepping in, you know, you got to go back to preseason tape, see some of the things that he did, and you know, it's going to be a little bit different, but you know, we'll still prepare well for him.
Would you say that Sunday's game was the best defensive effort the team has had this season?
You know, I think that collectively as a team, the whole team had a great game. You know, we all played together. We played as a unit, one unit, and all three phases played well. So, you know, guys stepped in with roles that they weren't used to playing. So, but that's just the way the season goes. You know, guys get banged up. You got to have guys to step in and play. So, you know, it was a good team victory.
What's the easiest way to develop that consistency when you have, you know, your practice guys coming in playing in pretty major roles?
Yeah. You know, I think it's just every week working hard and, you know, just everyone playing together, knowing your role and whatever it is that you're asked to do come game day, you do it to the best of your ability. So I think that guys having a chance to expand their roles, it's exciting for them. So to have that, to go into the game and help the team out, you know, I think anyone who's asked to do that, they you know, they take that role and they try and do the best that they can with that.
Do you describe yourself as a vocal guy in practice?
You know, I'm not really a vocal person, you know, kind of just like lead by example, just go out there and do my job.
Do you still consider yourself an underdog?
You know, I think so, yeah. I'm always out there trying to prove people wrong.
When you go from, you know, the story's been told a million times, long as Everett, obviously where you are last week.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's kind of an incremental step. Like, how difficult was that process to get to kind of the point that you're at?
Yeah, that's kind of just, you know, keep working and don't let anything get you down. You know, throughout my career, there's been ups and downs. There's been things that haven't gone my way. But, you know, you can't let that affect how you play because, you know, obviously there's always things that are going to set you back, but you just got to fight through it and just keep working.
Sure. I mean, are you surprised by how surprised people are? I think this is going to be like a who's on first kind of thing, but
yeah.
Are you surprised by how surprised people are by you on the field? You know?
Yeah, you know, it's kind of been like that since I was in high school, though, so it's really no new thing for me. You know, just kind of go out there and, you know, play the best that I can, and at the end of the game, look back and see what I've done. It's, you know, it's a good feeling, but you got to keep trying to keep impressing people, keep people looking at you and saying, wow, that guy's, you know, making good plays out there.
I was going to ask you this, too. What do you think that Belichick or this franchise saw in you that maybe some other teams might not?
You know, I really don't know. Maybe that just I was going to go out there and give him everything I had. You know, coming here, I knew that this was an opportunity for me to come to an organization where they would let a guy come in and do anything that he can do well. They're going to, you know, put him in good places to make plays. So I knew that this was a good chance for me to maybe, you know, make an impact on special teams my first year, which I was able to do. So that was a good feeling for me.
Belichick was saying that, too. He could list like 1,000 guys like Slater or whoever.
Yeah.
That, you know,
there's a lot of guys on this team that came here and, you know, maybe some other teams didn't think that they were good enough to play for them, but they've come here and they've done well. So I think that, you know, the organization itself just gives guys chances to go out there and do things that maybe other teams wouldn't let them.
Are you guys a non-union defense and do you thrive on that?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. You know, if as long as you're going out there and you're doing your job and you're making plays, you know, anyone can say what they want, you know, so we're going to continue to do the best that we can.
What do you know about Tyler Palko?
I played with him, I think 07 is his rookie year. He's in New Orleans with me. So, you know, I just knew him a little bit then. And, you know, he doesn't have too many games played, but, you know, obviously he's stuck around the league for a while. So he's obviously a good quarterback. He can make the good throws. And preseason he did pretty good. So you just got to study from what he has in the preseason.
What stood out to you when you were his teammate? Anything specifically about him?
Yeah, you know, he had a good college career at Pitt. So, you know, obviously a guy that's had a career like that, he's a good quarterback. So anytime, you know, he's on the field, he can make all the throws that you need to make as a quarterback, so you got to respect him.
The other night, you guys, I think, were 6 of 7, 6 for your first 7 on third down defensive conversions. Mm-hmm. What was the key?
You know, obviously, Andre, you know, tremendous pressure all night. Mark was playing great. The secondary was playing good coverage. So a combination of a lot of things went well for us. So we got to continue to do that.